Pentecost. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. And suddenly, out of the sky came a sound like a strong rushing wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. There appeared tongues as if of fire, which parted and came to rest upon each one of them. All were filled with Holy Spirit and began to speak other languages as the Spirit enabled them to speak. Staying in Jerusalem were religious Jews from every nation under heaven. When they heard this sound, a crowd gathered, all excited because each heard them speaking in his own language. Full of amazement and wonder, they asked, "Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? How is it that we hear them in our own native language?" They were amazed and greatly confused, and they kept asking one another, "What does this mean?" But others laughed and said, "These people are drunk." Then Peter stood up with the 11, and with a loud voice addressed them, "Fellow Jews and all foreigners now staying in Jerusalem, listen to what I have to say. These people are not drunk as you suppose, for it is only 9 o'clock in the morning. Indeed, what the prophet Joel spoke about has happened. In the last days, God says, I will pour out my Spirit on every mortal. Your sons and daughters will speak through the Holy Spirit. Your young men will see visions, and your old men will have dreams. In those days, I will pour out my Spirit even on my servants, both men and women, and they will be prophets. Fellow Israelites, listen to what I'm going to tell you about Jesus of Nazareth. God accredited him, and through him did powerful deeds and wonders and signs in your midst, as you well know. You delivered him to sinners to be crucified and killed, and in this way the purpose of God from all times was fulfilled. But God raised him to life and released him from the pain of death, because it was impossible for him to be held in the power of death. This Messiah is Jesus, and we are all witnesses that God raised him to life. He has been exalted at God's right side, and the Father has entrusted the Holy Spirit to him. This Spirit he has just poured upon us, as you now see and hear. Let Israel then know for sure that God has made Lord and Christ this Jesus whom you crucified." So those who accepted his word were baptized. Some 3,000 persons were added to their number that day. They were faithful to the teaching of the apostles, the common life of sharing, the breaking of bread, and the prayers. A holy fear came upon all the people, for many wonders and miraculous signs were done by the apostles. Now all the believers lived together and shared all their belongings. They would sell their property and all they had and distribute the proceeds to others according to their need. Each day they met together in the temple area. They broke bread in their homes. They shared their food with great joy and simplicity of heart. They praised God and won the people's favor. And every day the Lord added to their number those who were being saved.